Proverbs 15:5 says, "A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent." I was a fool throughout my teenage years. Most folks tell me that they were much the same, and I hear parents say something similar about their children on a regular basis. "She's at the age where she knows everything and can't be told anything," you know, that sort of thing. I heard a man say this recently: "I used to think my dad was ignorant, but the older I get and the more I learn, the more I realize just how much he knew and was right about." And you'll hear people say the same thing in different ways. Now, before going on, we have to establish a few facts about a father's instruction. Number one, dads aren't infallible. This proverb doesn't mean that we don't think critically, but it's foolish to despise fatherly, easy for me to say, instruction, which means that we don't treasure the instruction we receive from our fathers and prayerfully consider it. That's just foolish. And secondly, our heavenly Father's instruction trumps anything our earthly father says when what our earthly father says contradicts or violates what our heavenly Father says. Again, this proverb is telling us not to despise our father's instruction, but it is in no way suggesting that we should ever take instruction from anyone, let alone our earthly father, when it contradicts God's word. So we should think of it this way: when your dad speaks, respect him and listen. Even if you disagree, and that disagreement is based upon God's word and or prayer, you can disagree respectfully. From about the age of 15 until I was saved, around the age, I was 19, I despised any instruction, and that included that of my earthly father and my heavenly father. One prime example involved smoking. My dad had quit smoking about the time I was born, and my mom was never a smoker. And it was interesting to me that my dad had said on at least one occasion that he kind of missed smoking sometimes. I think he said something about how he craved a cigarette after supper. And he told me straight, eye to eye, "If you ever start smoking and pick up that habit, you'll regret it." He and others told me how hard it was to quit. Of course, I had no idea what they were talking about and just blew off such warnings. And I started smoking with my friends. And by the time I was 17, I moved out of the house. I graduated at 17. And I was smoking like a freight train. For about 3 years, I was a 2- and 3-pack-a-day smoker. That was back when the pack of cigarettes was $1.50 or less. But that meant I was spending nearly $100 a month on those things, and I was barely able to pay my bills most of the time. And there I was, wasting money on cigarettes. Just plain stupid. But the worst part was the effect it had on my health. I would later develop COPD with chronic bronchitis and asthma. As I got older, allergies wreaked havoc on me. And then I worked with industrial chemicals on the job and had a bad experience with oven cleaner, all combined to do permanent damage to my lungs. Now, as I approach senior citizen status, I'm paying the price for despising my father's instruction, and that's my earthly and heavenly father's instruction, who tells me not to abuse my body, the temple. As I look around, I see people I went to school with going in and out of prison. Some are dead. Some have been dead for as many as 30 years. I see that most of these people have one thing in common. They despised their father's instruction, earthly and heavenly, and it destroyed their lives. It's even more important not to despise our heavenly father's instruction. Our earthly father loves us and gives us instruction because they want the best for us. And our heavenly father loves us even more than our earthly father ever could. The Apostle John explains in his first epistle found in 1 John 4:10, "Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." We must start by heeding God's instructions to repent and believe the gospel. At that point, we are adopted into God's family and can then heed our Father's instructions as given in our King James Bible. Only a fool would despise our Father's instructions. The wise will hear and do as he instructs us to do.